The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Grody. Here's the man that you fear most in football staring you right in the face.
Mark Grody.
I call him a maniac. Stone maniac.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
You had to overcome the mystique. It was almost like an odor. He exuded a kind of a presence.
Co-host of the Take the North podcast.
His whole damn life was football. Wasn't driving a pretty car. Wasn't going to the local bar and pounding your chest, I'm the greatest. It was the opposite.
Mark Grody.
He was Moby Dick in a goldfish bowl.
Mark Grody with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
We love Mark Grody.
Grody!
He's got a Bears hit, one word. All right, Groats, let's go.
Let's do it. Tell you what. I am just looking right now, Lawrence and Matt, at the Week 15 game release that we get forwarded to us every week from both of the teams. The Vikings, 11-2, welcome the Chicago Bears, 4-9, to the Twin Cities on Monday night, December 16th, with kickoff scheduled for 7 p.m. Central. The 2024 matchup marks the 18th Monday night football contest between Minnesota and Chicago, and the second straight year of Vikings-Bears contest has been slated for Monday at U.S. Bank Stadium. It will be broadcast and televised on ABC with Joe Buck, Troy Aikman, Lisa Salters on the call. Westwood One will have Kevin Harlan and Kurt Warner on the call. So, boy, they're pumped up for Monday Night Football. And it just got me thinking about this and the Bears' part on Monday Night Football. And I know, like, the easy go-to is, oh, crap, again, the nation has to endure. Sorry about this product that you have to endure because it's the Chicago market and all of that. But Kevin Warren, of course, did big things in Minnesota in terms of building that stadium there. Yeah, I was going somewhere with this.
It's the Kevin Warren revenge game.
How often are we going to see Kevin Warren on television? Because he should be on a lot. This would be one of those times where it would be warranted just because of the storylines of having been from Minnesota, worked in Minnesota.
He's not into that kind of publicity. I don't think.
No. Maybe not anymore, right? I mean, now that he's got other things on his plate that are not pleasant.
I disagree. I listened to him on a podcast about 6 weeks ago. And he is very proud. And it was really great. It was a great listen to hear him talk about this. But he's very proud of what they did in Minnesota. And he says that he still compares everything else in the league to that. So, yes. And considering that there's been some movement in the tax stuff with Arlington Heights.
Yeah, that's true.
I imagine that the camera will be on him quite a bit this weekend.
Yep. For the stadium issue, the Minnesota issue, and that's a beautiful stadium. There's no doubt about that. That's a beautiful stadium that Kevin Warren helped to build in Minnesota. But yes, with the power that he has and has basically told us he has in terms of who the next head coach is, there is so much swirling. I'd imagine you're going to see Ryan Poles, and we'll see in what form he is if he's with Kevin Warren, the McCaskies. I just think that there's going to be some interesting drama in terms of that part of it, even if the Bears don't put on a show. Because guess what? I can't believe it, guys, that the Bears are where they are. Like, it's really starting to to hit home with me, like sink in in the midst of all this, maybe because I was off for a few days, that the Bears have lost seven straight games, which is just amazing when you think about the early projections or how we were all feeling about this season. If somebody had told you at the beginning of the season, check this out, there's actually going to be a seven-game losing streak this year, you'd be like, uh-uh, not this team. And so week by week, we are having to ask these guys about these tyrannical losing streaks, and that's what's been going on.
So who'd you get to hear from today, Mr. Groats?
Well, that's where I was leading right up to your speaks, and that would be Cole Kmet. As far as that seven-game losing streak is concerned, it's pretty interesting. Like Cole Kmet gets a little bit deep here on how disappointing all of this has been for him and for the team.
Shoot, I mean, for me, it's been a lot, man. This isn't easy, and for sure, you know, for me, a lot of individual mental battles you go through in your head. You know, I feel like I've definitely been through a lot here, and you know, I've been through my fair share of losing streaks, and this is definitely not easy. This has definitely been a mental battle, and you know, trying to grind through this from a mental standpoint and in terms of everything, just from my standpoint that I've been through and trying to deal with this. And, you know, I know that there's areas that, you know, I look at myself where I got to be better and, you know, I got to do a better job and I got to do more on the field. And it's just tough to be in this spot right now. I mean, because I've been in this before and tough to see things going down the way that they have been. And, but look, this is the situation that we're in and that I'm in. And, you know, I thought I had a good talk with my dad the other day about, you know, kind of perspectives moving forward. And, you know, at this point, you know, he had a great thing that he said to me. It's like, as dark as this might seem in the moment right now, you know, you got to have perspective as to what you get to do. And, you know, he was saying, you know, he'd give anything to go back and just to play one more game and to be in the shape that I'm in right now and to go out and play football. And I think that's kind of the perspective that I want to have going forward for these last four and, you know, just enjoy it being out there with the guys, put some really good stuff out on tape and just enjoy each other's company while we go do it. So that's kind of where we're at this point. But I mean, overall, yeah, I mean, this process has, it's been tough, man. It takes a toll on you mentally and, you definitely question things about yourself and you got to fight those things. And, but it's a hard deal for sure. And, but I just, you know, keep the mindset that, you know, this type of adversity will only make me stronger going forward.
It's good stuff from Cole Kmet. Maybe you could think back to the 14 game losing streak that he endured from 2022 to 2023.
Yeah. Know your Bears losing streaks, fans. Cole Kmet, and I'll throw Jalen Johnson because that was the meat of that draft that year. Cole Kmet that exists now. Cole Kmet and Jalen Johnson come in 2020. They lose six in a row that year. Ironically, it was an 8-8 season and a playoff team. Yep, they lost five in a row in 2021. You had the Whopper in 2022. That was the L10. You began last year famously with a four-game losing streak that basically derailed your season. And here we are, L7, with four games to go in this year. Know your losing streaks, kids.
It's really bad.
Yeah.
What else do we need to know?
Yeah, here's a quickie from Cole Kmet. I love this because Cole Kmet was asked, hey, as we do sometimes as reporters, we'll say, walk us through the drop you had on the two-point play. Take your time. We want to hear all of it. Here it is, Cole Kmet on the drop.
Yeah, just dropped it. Can't let the ball get in my body there, so just got to catch it with my hands.
That's that. Dropped it.
Matt Bowen made a mention of that during the game. He actually said on Twitter that there have been that the Bears as a team do too much body catching.
Interesting.
That if you look at the Bears wide receivers, they're not doing a great job of because he was saying that if you let it get to your body, yeah, there's a better chance of you not catching the ball.
Of course, absolutely, just throw it on the pile.
So another NFL player that really wants to help them and they can't.
They refuse. They refuse to allow such things.
Please, can I help you?
Yes.
Please,
yes.
Please,
no. $15 an hour.
Oh, man. All right, let me give you another Cole Komet. Last Cole Komet cut, then I got one from Jonathan Owens. But this is, from both of these guys, it's interesting because it feels like a bit of a coaching indictment on both sides of the ball. Let's start with Cole Komet on what happened in the first half of that game.
Looking in the first half, I mean, honestly, got to give them credit for some of the calls they had defensively early in the game. Really looking at that first half, they were in some good looks there against some of the run schemes and some of the pass schemes on third down. So, just kind of got to give credit to them on some of the calls that they were in against some of the things that we presented.
Yeah, you got the backup head coach, the third offensive coordinator of the year, and the backup defensive coordinator of the year got absolutely dominated by one of the best coaches in the NFL.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And yes, but also I'll just say, like, this was one of those cases that I was just was watching the first half of the game before I came on with you guys, and their coverage, San Francisco's coverage, was very good. Like, especially early on, like the second drive, went back and watched that third and long that they put themselves in. It was a third and 10 play, and Caleb eventually gets sacked on that play. But you look at DJ Moore, and he was Keenan Allen. They were blanketed. They were covered on that play. And so the receivers have to do better to some degree. But San Francisco just came out in what must-win mode in every way. All the things that were preached by Thomas Brown, it was as if San Francisco was following those.
Groats, we talked with Lance Briggs about them not being able to stop George Kittle. What did the Bears say about that?
Yeah, it's interesting. Kittle, 6 catches for 151 yards. And for context as well, keep in mind, in the Minnesota game, TJ Hockenson did a number on the Bears as well. 7 catches for 114 yards. Had that killer play in the fourth quarter. How about all the way back to the Jacksonville game? Evan Ingram, 10 catches, 102 yards as well. Jonathan Owens, anything to all that with you guys and tight ends?
They had some good play calling. He got screens. Those are a big part of his explosives. You do a play action and you get guys, running back and you run a screen. So it's just good play calling by them. So hats off to them. Like I said, it's just, we're like, when we're all doing our job and, everyone's on the same page and just, being where you're supposed to be, that's really how you stop that. So I wouldn't say it's like a thing with tight ends. It was I give it to the play call. It was, he had a couple good play calls in there. They call screens on good downs. And, they just kind of catch you whenever you might be dropping back in zone or you might be doing a blitz and they might catch you on the screen. So I just feel like it was, comes down to, hats off to them. There was a couple good play calls they had. But, we just – gotta all get back to the basics and keep working.
Oh, Mr. Biles.
Gold medal.
It's just a
gold
couple. Medal. Just a couple of plays.
Just a couple of plays. Yeah, they made good plays. I mean, they did make good play calls, but you guys are allowed to stop them.
Yeah, you're allowed to blow up screens. You're allowed. Whatever. Groats,
so
thank
weird.
You. Thanks,
yep,
man.
Later.
We appreciate
later,
you.
You're the best.
Love you. Bye. Bears.
Oh, goodness. He's Mark Grody. He's the best. An MLB insider was accosted on the air by a sister station.
Verbally, though.
Verbally. MLB Insider verbally accosted on the air, and he fought back. And I've heard about this, but we haven't heard it. Let's listen together, shall we?
Next.